Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a story of a guy who's got poor penmanship and it cost him a lot of money and probably his freedom.
No.
Oh, no.
Yes! We don't have to be that indignant. It's just a tease.
No. Okay.
Just relax.
I've got a story of how doing nice things can get you punished.
No!
No!
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in St. Louis.
Mm. Oh, take off. Eh? I don't, St. Louis, don't, what do they sound like there?
Just
us, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, just like a Midwest. Just
is that in Kansas? Kinda, no, Missouri.
Oh,
yeah.
My Lord, it's misery. A man in St. Louis got stuck in the snow.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah,
he's
brutal.
Stuck. Yeah.
But luckily, there was a really nice guy who said, hey, I've got an SUV, let me help you.
A Samaritan, as it were.
Okay. A good old Samaritan.
Oh, I love the good Samaritans.
Got him out of there. And then that guy said, wait a second, I'm going to steal your car.
Wait, the guy who helped him
stole the man's car.
Hold up.
Yes.
So he was just unsticking the car for himself.
Yes.
Now that we got it out, I really like this. This
it's already
year.
Tied up.
He stole his car.
He did. He robbed him, stole the car.
Okay.
And so the man was like, well, what the heck? Called the cops.
Mm.
Turns out the guy never actually took the car. He like left it in the garage.
Oh,
so
parked it for him.
Yeah. So
I didn't think you'd be able to park it.
I don't know if he was like trying to be like, now this is why you don't trust strangers, or like do a warning kind of.
What is the lesson of today's story?
I don't know.
Don't let anybody help you in a snowstorm.
Yeah.
My story is not from Florida. But it is. It's an accent I think we can all do.
Oh.
My story is from Colorado.
Oh. We have a Colorado song, don't we?
We do. Oh, we do.
Yeah. I don't remember what it is, but I know we have one.
You guys, we came up with something for Colorado.
Yeah, we do, yeah.
Is it the air horn?
It is air, yeah.
Well, I don't know where I put it.
Slacker lost the air horn.
Where is it? You're right. We did add it. And dude, where did we put that?
SS3 AIRH. AIRH.
But why wouldn't it be? Why wouldn't it be? Ladies and gentlemen, this is one of those technical faux pas here. Why isn't it in the. Oh, God.
As a hotkey?
Yes.
I don't know.
I'm going to fix that today. What was I supposed to put it over the top of? It doesn't matter. I'm sorry. My story is from Colorado.
We'll cut all that other stuff out.
That's what live radio is for. My is a guy who decided to go into a bank and rob it. But unfortunately, he did not. The reason he needed money is because he wasn't real good in school. No. So when he wrote down the ransom note, it was illegible.
Oh, but
I guess it's not a ransom note. It's just a demand note. He's like, I need the and the principal. And the teller was like, I don't.
I can't read this.
I don't know.
Are you a doctor, sir? I can't read this.
I can get you the penicillin. It's in the back. So instead of her handing over the cash, she stared at the note long enough that he got nervous and fled the scene.
Oh, my God.
But not before waiting long enough to be snapped on every single security camera. So, if you are the man who
I feel bad for him
robbed the bank here in Colorado, they have your picture.
No, he can't go to jail. They'll make fun of him.
No, but he'll learn how to write while he's in jail. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.